need him to call, and hopefully we'll speak to Brian then. Of course, the last time Brian was on was probably one of the best interviews we ever had. I think he was at the time he was chairman of Crawley Down Gatwick, and at the time he did say to us he was an under-18s game, and he was on the burger bar, and halfway through us having a little chat, he was happening to serve somebody halfway through with some burgers and chips. It was quite funny at the time, and it was probably one of the highlights of the first series for me. It was a cracking little interview. So hopefully Brian, I've just given him that text now, hopefully Brian will call through on the landline number, and the line will flash, and there we go. So hopefully by switching on to the phone number, we'll speak to Brian from Peacehaven and Telscombe now. Hello, Brian.
David, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all, sir. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Happy New Year to you as well, sir. And I must admit, I was after we spoke in the first season of the show when he was at Crawley, I must admit it was. I was just saying to everybody out there, I don't know if you heard, it was probably one of the best highlights for me of the whole first year, because you know, it was one of those things where I think, if you remember, you was actually on the burger bar and someone came up and was giving you an order halfway through when we was having a chat.
that's the most popular thing nowadays, isn't it? They want real live stuff, don't they? I mean, you couldn't get more live than that, could you? Cooking a burger.
It was brilliant, and I was desperate to get you. I was desperate to get you back on again, and of course, then I saw, and then of course we've Crawley, and now you're at Peacehaven. I thought, Got to jump at the chance straight away. And so I spoke to Derek and I said, can you get me in touch? He said, yeah, not a problem. And away we went today. So, I mean, what's it like being at Peacehaven then? Is it a little bit different from being at Crawley?
Yes and no, Dave. It's a well-established club, long-established. It's got a lot of guts in it. But in other ways, very similar to Crawley Down Gatwick, who, you know, will always hold a big part of my heart. I think what we achieved at Crawley Down Gatwick, it goes without saying, you know, it was a tremendous achievement. But time was right to move aside and let a few other people have a good say in it. And I fully intended to take time out of the game to get round and see as many non-league games as possible without having the say pressures of being involved in running things. But I've been fantastic friends with the people that have run Peacehaven for many years. Adversaries, you know, we've done our battles on the pitch between the two clubs, but we've always had a good bond between us. And really coming up to date with the growth spurt that Peacehaven have had from a playing point of view over the last few years. I mean, we're going back now, County League only a few years ago, through to step three, you know, Ryman Premier is fantastic. And I think there's not been enough time for people to catch breath and work out what goes with that level of football. Hence the reason I'm now involved, and I'm going to try my best to use my experience and my whatever else it is I've got. I'm not quite sure, but we want to try and make sure that we maintain our position in a sustainable way down here on the south coast.
And I know it's like, I mean, as I've said before loads and loads of times on the programme, you know, other than Harlow, probably my second team I always look out for, because it was the name that drew me in first beginning of last year. And then, of course, I said to people out there, I said, look, you know, if anybody from Peacehaven is listening, then, you know, please get in touch. And Derek got in touch straight away and explained why it was called Peacehaven and Telscombe and so forth from there, and been good friends with Derek ever since. So it's good to, you know, to speak to sort of another view from the club as well, because I know I spoke to Andrew as well. Was it Andrew Melbourne as well?
Yes, Andrew,
in previous times as well. But it's a fantastic club, I mean, from the outside, you know, from looking from the outside in, you know, it's one of the results I always look for every week. As soon as I get home from work, it's the first one I sort of ping up to try and see how they've got on.
Well, that's nice of you, David. Thanks for your interest. We're always glad of a bit of extra support, even if you can't actually be here in person. But yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking about Derek early there and his brother Jason. I think they're probably listening in now and you know, watching what the new chairman says. But there's two people there that epitomise this club. You know, they'll do anything. They'll run through flaming hoops for it. And that's the spirit that's needed at this level of football. In fact, at any level of football, without those sort of people involved, it becomes a chore. But you know, we've got our feet, I think, firmly on the floor. We've got a superb set of players down here that, you know, week in, week out, really put an effort in. They're, in my mind, more than coping with life at the higher level. We had some great results over Christmas. Latest one up at Tunbridge Angels on Tuesday night, 2-1 win up there. Who'd have thought 3 seasons ago we'd be at Tunbridge Angels and having secured 6 points against them in our first season?
Yeah. I'm just looking at the results now. I mean, you know, I mean, no disrespect. I mean, I think you probably would have looked at the actual. You probably would have looked at the fixtures and thought, oh, that's not very nice. You know, Margate followed by Maidstone, you know, and then, but to come away with 4 points out of six is fantastic.
Well, I claimed the rights on that fantastic win out of Margate, you know, because that was their first defeat at home all season, and there they were lying top of the league. And that happened to be my first trip as chairman to an away game. I have to be honest with you, Dave, I walked into the ground sort of 10 minutes late, having had a bit more of a journey than I anticipated, and there we were 1-0 down, and I couldn't see why, because the boys were playing so well and richly deserved the victory out there. But that just shows you what spirit can do. Spirit with a bit of skill, you'll excite people, and I think that's what we're doing down at Peacehaven at the moment. We're exciting people, and we'd like to see that continue. We'd like to see our ground swell with a bit more support.
So what's the plan then from the new chairman? I mean, I work for a company where the chairman has come out today and made big statements about how the company is going to go forward. So I mean, I suppose on the same sort of day, I mean, what's the future for Peacehaven?
Well, the future is there'll be a game on Saturday that we'll want to get 3 points from. To coin a phrase, you know, don't look any further than your next game. It's true, really, but I want to make sure that that Tony Code, our manager, and his assistants and players focus on that, nothing else. I do not want them to start looking over their shoulder in wondering whether the club can sustain its position at step three. So I want to try to make sure that we do what's necessary to be done in the right sort of manner, in the time allocated. And let's be honest, the time we get to get these ground grading things in place is down to weeks now. You know, March the 31st seems a long time away, but it isn't. It's a matter of weeks. But I don't want that. I don't want to make any rash statements that we're going to achieve it without, you know, going through our board meeting tonight. That's what that board meeting will be about tonight, is planning for that. But I don't want that overspilling into the players, where, you know, arguably doubt can come into their mind.
Yeah.
So we have a massive job to do, but by Christ, we're going to have a bloody good go at doing it. Excuse my French being on the air.
No, I mean, and you know, and when you've got the people around you, you know, likes of yourself and the likes of you know, Derek and Jason and Andrew around. I mean, for me, it looks like it's. If you've got that type of support and those type of people that just, you know, literally breathe, you know, Peacehaven, piece of cake, really, isn't it?
No. In short, no. I wish it was. You make it sound very, very easy, Dave. And I wish you were at my board meeting tonight. Look, yeah, it's all about inspiring people to work hard. They work hard anyway. If I can bring a bit of structure to that over the next few months, then fantastic. We'll achieve it. We'll achieve it if we deserve to achieve it. But, you know, what I've looked at straight away is the structure of the club. Tonight, already sitting around our boardroom table tonight, there are three guests that I've brought along that I've known for a long, long time. I'm not going to embarrass them by saying their name on air, but suffice to say, if you looked at the experience from those three gentlemen that are joining me tonight, it would be into three figures of experience at football. I'm talking in terms of one of them being a very, very good chairman for a club within the county who are now a professional football club. If I can call on that sort of friendship to help them to help us guide our way through this period of time, and fantastic. But so there's three new faces on our board room tonight that are going to come in here and help me establish how we're going to go about our task ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, on the field, I mean, on sort of field wise, I suppose, do people say that the target to stay in sort of Ryman Prem is what, 50 points? Would that be right in saying that sort
of? It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? 50 points. I mean, you're really not looking over your shoulder then. I think somebody said to me 36 was enough. But what is enough? I mean, you know, crikey, we'd be sad if we got the 36 points and then found we were pipped. Well, that's the least of my worries, to be honest, at the moment. Seeing the reaction of the players and how they've coped with this increase in level, I'm not at all worried. And the coaching down here is second to none. Sean Saunders has done a fantastic job over the last few years, but ably assisted by Tony Code. Okay, Sean is still very much involved with the club, but for a number of personal reasons, had to step aside from the manager's role. He's handed it over to exactly the right person, and it's life carried on straight away.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
And I mean,
there's no upheaval there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and even looking at the table, you know, I always sort of look at the table and see the four teams that came up last year, and you know, in that sort of mini league of four teams, you're top of the four.
Yeah, that's nice. I think that's how you've got to look at it nowadays. You've really got to get to a situation where, you know, you're in that sort of mini league. Let's win it. Let's try and win that. Once you've done that, let's look at the next four. I think we will achieve what we need to achieve on the pitch, and we will amass the amount of points we need to be in a safe position. Wouldn't it be dreadful if we couldn't stay in the league for other reasons?
Yeah.
Hence the reason why I'm here, I think.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to get Nick's point of view on that, because Nick's with us next week. So Nick Robinson's in the studio with us next week. So,
is he? Oh,
so
good.
He's actually going to be in the studio with us. But I was actually looking at the table now, and you're sitting, of course, in 13th. And I was just looking to see how far off of the bottom four you were and how far off of the top five you were. And believe it or not, you're actually exactly the same from one way to the other. So you're actually 11 points from a playoff. And 11 points away from the relegation zone. So
well, let's talk about playoffs, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. that's what I was going to say to you. You know, don't worry about the 11 points down there. Worry about the 11 points the other way. Because likes of someone like Bognor Regis, a few months ago, they were sort of like 23rd, 24th, 22nd, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
you know, and they've won a thing, and they're up to 9th. You know, so you know they've actually sort of flown up the table. And you know, why sort of maybe. Automatic would probably might be out of the question. When you look at the likes of Margate and Maidstone that sort of throwing it, you know, giving it, we don't want to win it, you win it, and then the other one loses a game, no, we don't want to win it, you want to win it. So that's sort of giving it backwards and forwards to each other as well. And then, of course, it's all sort of getting closer and closer at the sort of top end. And, you know, two or three wins on the bounce, and you could be up there pushing for those playoff places.
I'm not into the stats as much as obviously you are, Dave, and thanks for just highlighting the fact that we could be in a playoff position. That would be lovely. But I'm confident that leaving that to the experts, we will be in a position where we would look at it as being a great first season at this level of football. But I can't emphasise enough that we have got to do a lot of work down here to meet the ground grading criteria. We will do our level best to get everything done to a standard that we would be proud of in the future.
Well, the thing is, of course, if you carry on going the way you're going and doing really, really well, you might have to call another board meeting in about 3 months' time because you've got to go up to conference standard.
Dave, don't, please, don't. My heart is pumping already.
I know the likes of Derek and say Jason Andrew and the rest of it, the rest of the people down at Peacehaven. And I suppose the one question that I've got to ask because of what happened last time: have they had you on the burger bar yet?
No, but I think they're aware of my past experience, so I'll try and give that one a steer to the right direction for me. But you never know. The job needs doing, then somebody be there to do it. If that happens to be the chairman, well, so be it, you know. We've got to entertain the people that come in here.
Absolutely.
Serving my burgers is true entertainment, I can tell you. Dave, I'm going to have to love you and leave
you.
No,
of course you can. You get yourself off there, and say we'll speak again soon. And I say, literally, anything we can do down this end, you just let us know, and we'll try and see what we can sort out for you.
Keep rooting for us, mate. Thank you very much.
No problems at all, Brian. Thank you for giving up your time.
Nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.